Wednesday morning, politics time. Stuart Nash is with us along with Mark Mitchell. Morning to you both.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Stuart.
G'day, Mitch. How are you, Mike?
I'm not sure if that album's going to get green, tapping the feet and singing carols as the crackers are pulled at Christmas.
Well, there's 21 others, though. So that's when you give it to her. She goes, oh, I don't like this first track, Mark. You go, well, look, there's 21 others there, Grant. Get into it. Hey, do I need to congratulate you, Mark? Are you up or down on the list of, you know, reshuffle?
I'm inside the cabinet, really happy to be there, and I've got the portfolios that I asked for, so I'm very, very thankful that I've got the opportunity that I wanted. I feel really passionate about, obviously, public and community safety, and I feel like our thin blue line at the moment is not being getting the leadership and support that they deserve. And so I asked for the police portfolio.
Good. And there's plenty of work to do on that. Now, Stuart, in the House yesterday, I thought the game was lifted immeasurably by Luxon being there. Seymour was good, and I think even Ardern rose to the occasion, didn't she?
Well, it was the first time we've had a full House for months, actually. And so there was a lot of energy, a lot of noise. You know, it was back to how it should be. So, you know, I think everyone performed pretty well.
Mm.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, of course, performed outstandingly well, what she does. I mean, she's a, you know, she's seasoned now. She's been doing this for 4 years. She's seen off five national leaders. But, you know, Luxon did pretty well.
When you consider Jacinda's been in Parliament for over a decade and Chris has been there for 12 months, I think he gets a 10 out of 10. He was outstanding.
But that's interesting because I remember when Jacinda became leader, you yourself, Mike, you said, oh, she's not experienced enough to be Prime Minister. But anyway, no, she did a very good job.
What's your internal polling? So I was disturbed yesterday. We had Chris Luxon. Why did you stop your internal polling, Mark? What's going on there? You run out of dough.
We didn't have the money, so that's been turned back on now. Chris is, we've got the doodle polling going again.
Good.
Which is actually really important. It gives us a snapshot of what the public are thinking, where the country's at, what the important issues are to them. So we're sort of back in the game on that now.
So is it true your internal polling, Stuart, is showing a significant bump to the National Party post-Luxon?
I haven't seen any post-Luxon, but, you know, the thing about polling, Mike, and we've talked about this for the last 4 years, is, you know, it is a small snapshot in time, but quite frankly, and I've always taken this view ever since I've been in politics since 2008, I don't look at the polls, I just look at what needs to be done and go ahead and do it. And, you know, we're about to reach, Mike, who would have believed, we're about to reach 90% double vaccination. The Prime Minister believes we'll probably hit that the weekend of the 14th, 15th.
When Labor in the high 40s, Nash used to be very excited about the polls, but now that they're dropping down.
It's all changed now that we're in the 30s. Having said this, now you've been hoisted by your own petard, unfortunately, Stuart, on this vaccination rate, because you are right, I think, though, Christmas Eve or something like that. Anyway, the point is that by DHBing it, you're not going to get there. And that's your problem. If you'd gone just population, like I'd argued, you would have got there, but if you've gone DHB, you won't.
Mike, you and I argued about this voraciously. I remember you and Mitch, you said we will be hard pushed, and I can almost quote you'll be hard pushed to get to 60-70%.
Mike, no, I never said
no
that.
Way in,
never
no,
said
that's
that.
What, no, that's what Mitch said. That's what Mitch said. And Mike, you said, and I've got the quote somewhere, but I can't find it. I hope I am wrong, but we will not get to 90%. Here we go. This is what you said, quote, Stuart. You don't want to... Oh, no, here we go. Now, this is an interesting one. Stuart, you don't want to know how many texts we've had from listeners who wanted to get on this bet. Well, all those listeners who wanted to be on the bet, you know, your donations of Craggy Range wine are gladly
How many quotes of me have you got in your ring binder just in front of you, supplied to you by the research department of the Labor Party?
You and I had a bet early on, Mike. That Judith would not be the leader by the end of the year.
I think we went looking for that. I can't find us ever saying that, but I think you're probably right. It's the sort of thing I would have said, so I'll accept that. But what I will also say is that you're not going to get to 90% on your DHBs or anywhere close. There's only, you got five this morning. I reckon by Christmas or the end of the year, whatever you want to call it, I reckon maybe 10, maybe 11 or 20.
Mike, are you backing out on our bet?
No, I'm not, because I'm running it under your rules. I mean,
you're not.
Because under my rules, which is 90% of the population, we'd all be free and there'd be no borders, there'd be no red or orange or green, because 90% is 90%, but you're not running those rules.
Nash.
Here we go, more transcripts.
Rod Jackson, he was on your show yesterday saying we'd need to get to 90%. I think we'll get to 90%. Hosking, I hope you're right, but not a single country in the world has done this. Nash, but not a single country in the world has only 26 deaths. We are leading this globally, and I think we will lead this and how many people get vaccinated. I'm really confident that's Hosking. Stuart, you don't want to know how many texts we've had from listeners who want to be in on the bet.
That is,
Mike,
that is
it was
true.
Not about the HD.
See, that's what you get, Mark, when you have a research department.
Yeah, he's come prepared today, Mike. He's been Googling. But look, I think that, Mike, you've won the bet. There's no doubt about that, hands down. There is a serious side to this, and that is the fact that we're seeing checkpoints set up in Northland with 300 staff, police staff, being taken from around the country to man it when our police frontline police officers are facing the biggest proliferation of gang numbers and gang violence that we've ever seen in this country.
All right, Stuart, do you go along with Kelvin? Are we racist if we don't like the Maori roadblocks?
No, I think we've got to be a little bit careful about this. The roadblocks are put in place to protect communities. There's no doubt about that. And, I don't think we're being racist, but what I do think is we need to protect those up north. The vaccination rates are reasonably low, and the last thing we need is a massive outbreak. But keep in mind, these roadblocks are going to be policed by the police, not by iwi. That's my very clear understanding.
If you need to protect the population up north because of that, why aren't you protecting the population in all the other areas where the vaccination rate's just as low?
Lowest vaccination rates in Northland, very clear barrier. Aucklanders travel from, drive from Auckland to Northland.
I mean, well, they also go to Tairawhiti as well. Why aren't you putting roadblocks up there?
But not at the same level.
So, well, how do you know that?
Well, come on, Mike. I mean, as the Minister for Tourism, I can tell you when I had a look at the domestic tourism stats, which, by the way, have gone through the roof. New Zealanders are doing things differently, and I hope they do this Christmas, continue to do that. The reason Northland did so well is because it's within 3 hours' driving of Auckland.
Why did you give iwi the power to do this? I mean, that's ridiculous. Enshrine it in law. Why?
Yeah, I heard that Jones interview. I didn't know that we had given iwi the power in law to do this. In fact,
that to be true because we raised it on the program the other day. Why?
It was always my understanding when I was Minister of Police that that police would man these roadblocks. They would be the people there who could determine who could and could not go through. They have the legal authority.
Well, then what are the locals doing there?
Always do. They're doing what's done. The bottom line is, I get a little, I sort of shake my head, Mike, when you say things like, this government couldn't run a bath. We have run the most successful.
Oh, don't go. I heard all this in Parliament yesterday. Got a headache. Sorry, Mike, you go.
Yeah, but Mike, you keep going on about the fact that we can't, run a press up in a brewery. Everything has proved that we actually can.
Mark, quick.
We've managed the global pandemic better than anyone else.
The problem is, Stu, the reason why people say that is because you guys cannot deliver. And if you want to compare,
we have delivered.
If you want to compare Chris Luxon with Jacinda Ardern, Chris has run multi-billion-dollar companies where he's responsible to the taxpayers. Jacinda Ardern worked in a fish and chip shop, so that's
And I worked in a wool store when I was a student too, Mitch. And I worked in a freezing works when I was a student. She did this when she was a student.
That's probably why you guys are struggling.
But I was also an international businessman as well. You can't compare holiday jobs like that.
On these checkpoints, quite simply, Mike, is that the government has passed legislation under urgency to give iwi the powers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that iwi don't have genuine concerns. They should be working.
Everyone's got concerns, but you don't get to run the law of the land based on concerns. That's my point.
I agree with you. And there should be a nuanced approach and not a blunt instrument setting up checkpoints.
I think you've heard say that the police will be at every checkpoint.
Yeah, that's not the point, Stuart.
That's not the point.
The police wouldn't be at the checkpoints if iwi hadn't driven this. The police would actually be out there solving some crime and stopping other people getting shot.
Mike, what I can tell you is there are 1,277 more police now than there were when we came into power.
That's irrelevant. They don't have the resources, Let me ask you this quick question. The Bloomfield advice that was yet again ignored. He said that Auckland could go to orange. Auckland could be in red, Northland could be in red, everyone else in orange, the South Island in green. You ignored it. You ignored it when he said you can get out of level four sooner and the South Island could go to one. Why do you say you follow the health advice when you don't follow the health advice?
We get a lot of advice, and of course.
Yeah, but you say you follow the health advice.
The health advice, of course, we consider that when we're making important decisions.
Well, do you consider or do you follow it?
Well, Mike, I would be interested to know what you consider success in terms of managing a global pandemic. Our economy is
borders
doing
open,
really well.
Business
our
is debt, open. Debt, economy not in recession.
You know, 4,500. Tax take is up by $2.1 billion. Our net debt was forecast to be at 28% in 2024, forecast to be 55% in Australia, 110% in the US, the lowest number of cases in the OECD, the lowest number of deaths in the OECD, the lowest unemployment ever.
Inflation on the increase. Cost of living exceeding wage increases.
Which is a global problem at the moment due to 68% of supply.
Looking at going up. Public safety and gang proliferation and firearms on the streets at a record high. If you guys are using that as a measure of success, you're failing. And by the way, taking 300 police officers from around the country and diminishing the services that they provide in their own communities to run these ridiculous checkpoints up north that are going to achieve nothing and have got no efficacy. All they're going to do is create massive gridlock for anyone trying to travel up north. And that includes the local communities who have reached out to me and said, this is ridiculous. That is not good governance.
Got to wrap it up. Good round. Well done, you two. Mark Mitchell, Stuart Nash for another Wednesday morning.